the dead. You won't find the living among the dead. People are looking for life in all the wrong places. People are living in death and don't realize it. That the life that they have is really a dead life. Before we knew Jesus, we did dead things. Hung out in dead places. Spoke about dead things. Amen? But now we have come into life. We have come to the Lord who is the Lord of the living. And so we have forsaken dead things that we may walk in living things. Amen? And that is the ways of the Lord. And if you turn in your Bibles to Luke 24, when they came to the tomb and they discovered it was empty. On the first day of the week, chapter 24 of Luke, verse 1, very early in the morning, and they and certain other women with them came to the tomb, bringing the spices which they had prepared. Verse 2, but they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. And they went in and did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. And it happened as they were greatly perplexed about this, that behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. Then as they were afraid and bowed their faces to the earth, they said to them, why do you seek the living among the dead? I know what it's like, personally, to be living in death and to be seeking, really, life in the wrong place. People, generally, if they're normal, do not go about seeking death. They're not out on a quest of dead things. People are really looking for life. People are really looking for heaven. We want to experience heaven. Anybody here want to experience heaven? So we're about on this quest to discover the meaning of life. What is life? Why am I here? What's my purpose? What is it that counts in life? And don't say an adding machine. But what counts? Why do I exist? And so we're on a quest. We're seeking something. And sometimes we're not even sure what we're seeking, but we're seeking something. Has anybody ever been there where you're just kind of like on a search, but you're not quite sure what you're even searching for, but you just realize that where I'm at is not where I want to be. Where I'm at in my heart is not, there's something broken, there's something empty, there's something wrong with where I'm at, and I'm looking for answers, I'm looking for life. And so, we cannot find life among the dead. They were looking for Him who was risen. But He said, what are you doing here? Why are you looking for the living? You see a little, maybe a little sense of humor coming across there. Why are you looking for the living among the dead? They were excited too. The angels, amen? Rejoiced to see Jesus as well. Rise from the dead. Because He is alive forevermore. Jesus said, I have the keys of death and of hell. And I've overcome the world. He is the Lord, our overcomer. Amen?
Amen.
And we overcome too in Him. So why do we search for life among the dead? You're here today not by accident. Not just because Mama or Papa invited you and said you need to come because it's Easter. You got to do your Easter thing, you know. So God will say, yeah, I'll accept you. You came to church on Easter. You can be in my kingdom. Unless you repent of your sin and turn to Jesus Christ, there is not going to be any homecoming for you. I'm sorry, folks. That is the reality of the Scripture. What God has declared is forever settled. Unless you are born again, you will not see the kingdom. Unless you turn away from your sin and give your life to Jesus Christ, you will not enter into life. God is speaking to someone even today that you've been searching for life in the wrong place. That's all. You have not realized that, but now you're beginning to realize that there's just something missing. Something's not right in my heart. And God is telling you today that I want you to come to me, that you might have life, that you may know what it really is to live. As Paul the Apostle said, "For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." Do you feel that way? For you to live is Christ, and to die is a good thing? I want to tell you something. It's not a good thing if you're not right with God. It should be a fearful thing. Oh, I know some people don't like this kind of preaching, but I'm preaching the Word of God today. Because God loves you that much. You want to know how much He loved you? He hung on that cross for you. He was that passionate for you and for me that He gave Himself up so severely so that you and I could escape hell. So we could come into life. So we could get away from dead things and come into living things. Amen?
Amen.
Lord, we love You today. We thank You for Your Word. I want you to turn to Mark chapter 5. We're going to take a look at something here. The man of the tombs. Chapter 5. Verse 1 will begin. How many know that the demonic realm is attracted to dead things? People who live in death, who even worship death, are attracting dead things, attracting the demonic world. And I want you to know something today. The devil does not like you at all. No. No. People that worship the devil, he does not even like you at all. He wants you to think he's there to do you a favor, but he's there to take you down. That's why Jesus had to come and deal with that dude. Amen? Then they came to the other side of the sea, to the country of the Gadarenes. And when he had come out of the boat, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit who had his dwelling among the tombs. And no one could bind him, not even with chains. This man had superhuman strength. He was so demonized. Because he had often been bound with shackles and chains, and the chains had been pulled apart by him, and the shackles broken in pieces, neither could anyone tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying out and cutting himself with stones. When he saw Jesus from afar, he ran and worshipped him. Now the man had enough of himself there to know that he needed to worship Jesus. Even though he was so full of the devil that nobody can contain him, he still had something inside of him that was crying out. Do you hear it today? It doesn't matter where you may find yourself today, how far down you feel you may be, or how unredeemable you may think you are, God is able to save you. God wants to save you. God wants to heal you. God wants to turn your life around. God wants to give you an inheritance in heaven forever with Him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm falling apart up here. Thank you, Jesus. And so here this man had been in the tombs, worships Jesus. In verse 7, he cried out with a loud voice and said, "What have I to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I implore you by God that you do not torment me." What was talking? Was it the man? No, it was the evil spirit. For he said, "Come out of the man, unclean spirit." And then he asked him, "What is your name?" And he said, "My name is Legion, for we are many." And also he begged Jesus earnestly that he would not send them out of the country. And now a large herd of swine was feeding there near the mountains. So all the demons begged him, saying, "Send us to the swine that we may enter them." And at once Jesus gave them permission. Then the unclean spirits went out and entered the swine. There were about 2,000. And the herd ran violently down to the steep place into the sea and drowned in the sea. Folks, there is a real spiritual world out there. Amen? We are in a war. It is a spiritual war. And I want to tell you that there is no place for any one of us to be lukewarm. It's not smart, amen, to disconnect from the Lord and not walk with Jesus. Because there are real enemies out there that are there to destroy your soul. And the only safe place is in Jesus Christ. The only place to abide is in Him. Where He will be a shield about you. He will be your glory. And He will be the one who will lift you up when you're down. He's the one that will pull you out of the miry clay. He's the one that will pull you out of that dark pit. He's the one that will give you life from the dead. Take the old life. And all its dead works, and all its dead deeds, and all the dead things that you're doing that you know God does not, in your heart you know God does not approve of these things. And you've got to forsake those things because those dead things are access points for the demonic realm in your life. A lot of people are depressed. I'm not saying everybody, but a lot of people are depressed and some of them are even sick. Because of dead things that we've winked at, that we've turned a blind eye to, that we've rationalized and say, oh, it's no big deal. Besides, everybody else is doing it. How many of you know that not everybody's going to heaven, folks? There will be few who find life, Jesus said. And the Lord is not mocked. Whatsoever a man sows, that's what he's going to reap. And if we continue in dead things, speaking dead things, thinking dead thoughts, doing dead deeds, the result will be death. But when you have come to Jesus Christ, you have come to a Lord who is merciful, who is gracious, who is loving, who wants to forgive you, who wants to give you an inheritance, who wants to give you His eternal life. I don't know about you, but that sounds pretty good to me. Amen. I decided to forsake dead things that I might walk in life. That I may know what real joy is. Yeah. The Lord is my joy. And that man discovered that something different. Not in church, folks, but in people who walk with Jesus. Yeah. Amen, Sherry? People who walk with Jesus are experiencing life from the dead. Hallelujah. Our Lord took death, folks, and He tackled that deal. Amen? He overcame death. He overcame hell. He won for us so that we could overcome with Him and have life. The man of the tombs. Why did he hang out in the tombs? Folks, he hung out in the tombs because the devil's attracted to dead things. And the devil had that man bound in this place of torment. Even on the earth, there are many people who are tormented even here. And God wants you to be free. How many know that the Lord has enough power to completely separate you from anything evil? He has enough power to completely set you free. Oh, you don't know what I'm... Oh, you don't know my Jesus then. My Jesus is able to do it. And we want you to know this Jesus today. And when he came out of that state and the Lord cast those demons out of him, it says immediately we went back to the living. He returned to life and people were blown away. Is this the same guy who was completely out of control, out of his mind? You know, the funny guy that walked around and he was always out of his mind? Do you think God has enough power to heal that person? Well, if we don't believe so, but if we believe, all things are possible. Oh, thank you, Lord, for your goodness today. Now, I want to talk to the believers here today, those who are in life. You've been born again. You've been walking with Jesus. Do you know that you and I as believers also have a choice whether we're going to walk in death or life? Peter said it like this: a dog returning to its vomit, and a sow, after it's been washed, returning to its wallowing in the mire. Now, I don't know if I should throw this out there or not, but I got a little story. But sometimes you know how dogs like to recycle their food? Kind of disgusting little habit, isn't it? Explain that one, right? The more that the animal fills up on dead things, the less capacity there is for good things. You want to know, a lot of believers are so full of junk and polluting themselves by the things that they're entertaining in their mind and their eyes and their ears and the conversation and the gossip and the things that they involve themselves with, that they're defiling themselves and they're full of dead stuff. Even as believers, you can choose death. And whatsoever a man sows. Therefore, we want to sow to the Holy Spirit. We want to sow life. Amen? We want to fill up on good things. Fill up on Jesus. Don't fill up on the death. Don't fill up on the things that the world is looking for. And if you've been living a life of death, you've been living just for things that the world may esteem as great or acceptable or something desirable. How often have we accepted something that was desirable only to find out that it was an awful thing? It felt good at the time. But then later comes the shame, comes the guilt, comes the death. And Jesus said, I've come to set you free. I came to deliver you. I came to give you life. Choose life. Choose me, he says, and you will live. I chose Jesus. Anybody else chose Jesus in here? If you say, I chose Jesus, that means that you are forsaking the dead things. You have turned away from your sin. When the Lord says no, you say, okay, Lord, it's no. When the Lord says yes, you say, okay, Lord, it's yes. That's what it is to be born again. To have a changed heart. To have a new direction. A new way of thinking. You know what? I tried very hard to change my life. Anybody here really try really hard to change your life? Only to find out that you only could do it for a little while?
Or it didn't work.
Or it didn't work, and then you're right back in the same old pit? It's like you get pulled out, you go back in, because you're pulling yourself out. That's the problem. You got to surrender your life to Jesus Christ, and He will pull you out. He will give you a son's garment. Amen? A garment of righteousness. He will put that turban on your head that says you are royalty. A ring on your finger. Amen? That you are a son of God and sandals on your feet. And give you access into the throne of the Father. But when you try to save yourself, you only do so much. You know? It's like putting a Band-Aid on something. Well, you've got a wound that's infected, and it's poisoning your entire body, but you've got a Band-Aid on it, and everything looks okay from the Band-Aid perspective. However, what you're not dealing with is the main cause. It's the infection. And only God can take care of the infection. Only God can take care of the heart. You cannot change your heart. Only Jesus Christ will change your heart. And when your heart changes, then you will no longer enjoy dead things. Are you with me today? You will want living things. You will want the things of God. You will want Him. You will want His presence. Hallelujah. You cannot be a follower of Jesus and a lover of this world. This is the truth. I remember hearing Jennifer talk about filler food one time. You know, I'm not knocking McDonald's today. But most of that's going to be flushed, you know. You got the picture. I said, I didn't come back to that place, and you ought to hear what he's talking about. But it's junk. It's filler food. It makes you feel full, and it makes you feel temporarily okay for about a half hour. Then you're like, ugh. It tasted good at the time. It sure looked good, man. A quarter pounder with cheese, whatever it was. And it temporarily filled you up, but it certainly did not bring nutrients into your body that you need for health and vitality. So, do you see that we need to forsake dead food to live too, physically? Oh, it's no great mystery. Most of us are becoming conscious about that. You need fruits and vegetables. You need living stuff. If you just eat out of a can all the time, you're not going to be very healthy. And so it is. If you feed off the world, amen. It's just a matter of time when the diseases start to kick in of your soul. And people are bound. People are not happy. People are tormented by so many things that at one time seemed like the right thing to do. For there is a way that seems right to a man, but in the end thereof is a way of death. It's anointed now, brother. It's going to heal. Huh? Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. He sent His word and healed. Thank you, Lord. Junk movies, music, entertainment. Yeah. Anything to distract you from your mission. Huh? Why are we here? We are here to represent Jesus. We are here to represent the kingdom of heaven on the earth. Why do you seek the living among the dead? You've got to choose Jesus. Paul said in Colossians chapter 3, verse 1, if you've been raised with Christ, seek those things which are above. How many are seeking those things that are above? Because our faith rests on the certainty that our Lord is alive. Amen? The Holy Spirit bearing witness to the resurrection of Jesus Christ that He is not dead. He is alive. I don't care what the skeptics try to say about, oh, they came and they stole the body. I don't have to theologically explain anything to them. I'll tell you, the proof is in my own life. He did for me what I couldn't do for myself. He changed me. He gave me a new heart, a new beginning. And He set me free from the bondage of sin. And He's put joy in my heart. I don't know about you, but that sounds like a pretty good deal. You can choose today, folks. You can walk out of here today in dead things, in dead life. Or you can walk out of here today a brand new person. I'm here to tell you today that Jesus is with us right now. His Holy Spirit is right now here to meet you. He wants to change you. He wants to give you joy in your heart. He wants to break off the shackles and the chains of the dead things that have been allowed in your life, sometimes willingly and sometimes unwillingly. Some of you have been subjected to different types of abuse as you've grown up. God is able to break those chains off your life too. If you will surrender your life to Jesus Christ, you will discover life. Amen. and you will find that life is not just a carnival. Life is a walk with Him who is life. And then the dead things won't matter anymore. You won't want the dead things. It's like, man, after I've tasted how good the Lord is, I don't need dead things anymore.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. I want to ask a question here. I'm going to do it just like this today. If you're here today, and maybe you've already done it, and maybe you want to do it today, and you want to say yes to life and no to death, then I want you to stand up. Just stand up. And by doing so, we are saying that I am choosing to walk with Jesus Christ and to forsake the world and the devil. And I'm going to pray a prayer, and we're going to pray together. And if you're here and you know you need to surrender your life to Jesus, believe in your heart that what you ask for today you're going to receive, and you'll have it. Jesus said, "Those who come to me, I will in no wise cast out." But the Lord wants you to walk in life, that you may experience His goodness, His favor on your life. Amen, Amanda? God's favor. So let's close our eyes and let's pray. Father, I thank you right now for the Holy Spirit and for the Word of God and for the truth that has been delivered today. Jesus, I believe you died on the cross for my sins, and you rose again on the third day. I believe you are the Savior of the world, that you are the only way to the Father. I come to you and I ask you to forgive my sins. Cleanse away all the sins of my heart. All the dead things. Remove them from me. Jesus, I receive you. Come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. Change me. Give me your heart. And take away the heart of stone. And give me a heart of flesh. Make me like you. I receive you this day. I believe in my heart. God raised you from the dead. And I confess publicly, Jesus Christ, you are the Lord of my life. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise your Lord. Glory. Shalom. Hallelujah. If you rededicated your life today, this is a good day. The Bible says the angels of heaven rejoice over one soul that comes to repentance, that turns to Jesus. You're going to need some help on your journey. So we want you to stay behind. We're going to dismiss in just a few moments.